Well, you've seen a lot of quarterbacks in your days. Where's Philip Rivers from?
He's right at the top, man. You turn a game on versus the Cowboys, and it's, how could he not be? He's a guy, I mean, what you enjoy about him is he's a fiery competitor. You just see him out there, even as a quarterback, in guys' face, yelling, passionate, and he can make every single throw, and he runs that offense. I mean, at the line of scrimmage, he's barking at everybody, getting them lined up, and he's made play after play for years.
It feels like he's not afraid to put in any spot. And even that first throw, I think, against the Cowboys, looked like double coverage. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you never relax, or you're also thinking, I might get a chance at the ball?
This is a game where you know you're going to have to make plays. I mean, he's going to put the ball in the air. He trusts his guys. He has receivers on the outside, tight ends on the inside that can make plays, and he's going to put the ball up there and give them a chance. So I think as a DB, you look at this game where it's, you're not going to go and you look at the Jacksonville game. They're going to come in. They're going to run the ball. They're going to stick to it. The Chargers are going to run the ball. They're going to do things out. But Philip Rivers, when he has the ball in his hand, he's going to put the ball up there and give his guys a chance. So as a DB in this game, you know if you don't make plays, they're going to make plays. So you got to step up and make your play when it comes to it.
What makes Keenan Allen a challenge?
Man, we've been saying he's kind of like a basketball player out there. He's kind of an and-one mixtape when you turn the film on, in and out of breaks, off the line of scrimmage. The moves and the way he's able to move makes him a very, very tough challenge to just be able to cover one-on-one. And he's just making plays all over the field. I mean, his last two games has been as good as any receiver in the league this year. So he's throwing on the ball. You can tell kind of the rapport that they have with one another. It doesn't even have to be a play that's designed for him. It's just Philip Rivers trusting him, and he's making play after play. So he's definitely going to be one of the tougher challenges we've had this season.
Hey, Jason, now, he was telling us that you guys are going out tomorrow. He's giving you guys Friday night to go out into town. How important is it that you guys really honor his trust by not, screwing up?
I mean, yeah, for most guys, you get there, I think our curfew may be 11:30, midnight, so it's not like it's a night out, see you about 3, 4 in the morning. Like, guys will probably get in, probably go out to have some dinner. If you have family on the West Coast, go out. But, I mean, we got a game coming up, and we're obviously in a position where every game is the Super Bowl for us, trying to get our first win. So I think guys understand that when we went to London, we handled it the same way. The first night we got there, guys went out, got something to eat, did whatever they did, and everybody was back on time. So I fully expect it to be the same way when we go out to L.A.
Jason, I don't think you ever played a game in L.A., have you?
Nah, I have never played a game out there.
I have a team.
Yeah, exactly.
Jason, we read this week about where Josh has been through. We weren't aware of his past. Did you know about any of that? And if not, does it change the way you feel about what he's been through?
No, I didn't know about any of it. I haven't read through any of the articles. I just obviously see the headlines and stuff. Oh, man, it's incredible just to see. You know, he's probably obviously had a troubled past, just of different things that have gone on. But he's standing here in our locker room, and he's continuing to fight. And I only know from my experiences with him, since he's been back here, he's worked his butt off. Last week, it was tough. He was a scout team wide receiver, and he was A.J. Green for most of the week. So matching up against him every day in practice, I guess you can say fun, but it was challenging. So it's really cool, I think, for me just as an older guy to see him out there. And I remember the Jacksonville game where he was out on the field just in pregame. You could kind of see just the joy in his face to be back around. So I'll be happy Sunday to see him be able to get out there and take his first snap in however many years it's been, and just know probably how hard he's worked to get back to this point.
You said that, of course, he's going to start, and he's got big plans for him right away. I mean, what do you think it's fair to expect out of a guy that hasn't played in 3 years? But you see him every day on the field.
I don't know. I hope he goes out there and has a record-setting day and leads us to a victory. So I guess those are my expectations for him, Corey, Kenny, all of those guys over there. So I don't know. I think I would just tell him, go out there and have fun, man. You've been away from the game for so many years. Something that you love so much has been taken away from you, and it's back now. So go enjoy the moment and go have fun and make the most of it.
From his skill location of pressure that must be on him or inside him to with all he's trying to overcome, and what could that be like?
I would tell him we're an 0-11 football team. What pressure? I mean, we're all in the same predicament. We're all trying to make the play, find a way to win, and join the crew, you know, help us to try to get over the hump. So I think it'd be different if he was coming back and we were just guns blazing, and he was throwing in, and it'd be the pressure to kind of keep it up there. We're at a position here where we're looking for a spark, and he possibly can be that spark. So, like I said, don't think about the pressure. Just go out there and play football.
When you were in Tennessee, what was the outside perception of him? Like, what was the word around the league about Josh Gordon?
Oh, I don't know if there was a word around the league. You just, when you saw him get suspended, I mean, I guess similar to Martavius Bryant, you're just like, man, I hope he figures it out and he's able to come back in the league. You obviously, you don't assume anything. You have no idea what it was. They never really go into specifics like, oh, he failed because of this or he failed because of that. I think for myself as a fellow player, you're just like, man, he's a young player. He's been an all-pro. He has a ton of talent. Like, man, I just hope he, whatever it is, a year or two or whatever the suspension is, I hope he figures it out in that time and he's back out here competing with us.
From what you've seen of him in practice, what receiver is most comparable?
Oh, man, I would say he's similar to a guy like Julio Jones, just off just God-given ability. Guys that are that big, that fast, and that strong, there's not many that are like that. So that's, I guess, who I would compare him to, just off stature. So hopefully, and then, I mean, you really don't need to compare him to anybody. I mean, you turn his film on from when he was out there. I mean, he was his own guy. So it's just a matter of playing and him getting back to that. All went really well. We had a good turnout. Comedians were funny. It was a good time. So that was the second time I've done an event like that, and looking forward to doing many more. I don't. I got to double check the numbers, but I don't know how much exactly.